These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright 2017. You are standing in front of the Allen B. Burleson House, built around 1881. The earliest known residents of this modest Victorian Italianate home were Allen Briggs Burleson, a machinist, his wife Ella Maria Walker, daughters Sarah and Grace, and son William. Allen worked as a machinist at American Thread. He and Ella were still living in this house in 1923, according to the city directory of that year. Allen died in 1929 at age 78, and Ella died in 1930. Their son William lived in this house with his wife and their kids during the 30s and the 40s. What distinguishes this house, perhaps, is its isolation from other city homes when it was built in 1881. It is one of many in this area to be sold or rented to skilled members of the working class. It is nearly identical to the home around the corner at 255 High Street. This home sits on a corner with its most attractive exterior details, a bay window, and a small porch with rope accents. On the Washburn Street side, an aging chestnut tree highlights the junction of the two streets. A feature of the property which makes it unique in the city and contributes to its enduring charm is the two-story barn replete with cupola, and a three-horse stall with the horses' names still visible above each cubicle. Unfortunately, two small structures at the west end of the barn were recently demolished because of their poor condition. The original use of one is unknown, but the children adopted it as their playhouse. There is no doubt, however, about the origin or function of the other. It was a three-hole outhouse. Indoor plumbing had not been installed at that time. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.